congregation please rise in our entrance hymn, processional hymn, is Come Ye Thankful People Come in 693. 693. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's confess our sin in the presence of God. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise for the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. Found on page 138 and following in the front row. 138. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is hymn number 840. We sing verses 1 and 2 only at this time. Hymn 840, Now Thank We All Our God, verses 1 and 2. The first reading, the first lesson for this day, Mission Festival and Harvest Festival celebration, is from the prophet Amos, the fifth chapter. Thus says the Lord, "Alas for you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you want the day of the Lord? It is darkness, not light, as if someone fled from a lion and was met by a bear, or went into a house and rested a hand against the wall and was bitten by a snake. Is not the day of the Lord darkness, not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your salt, even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings. I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalmody for today is Psalm 70, found in your worship bulletin. We read it responsively, as it's printed there. Be God to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those be put to shame and confusion who seek my life. Let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. Let those who say, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great, but I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. The word of the Lord be to God. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians, the letter to the church in Thessalonica, the fourth chapter, as it written by Paul. Paul writes, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so you may not grieve as others who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring him with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself will cry a command with the archangel's call and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." The 24th Sunday after Pentecost is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus speaks these words to his disciples and followers, saying, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil. Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." You may be seated. Usually on Mission Festival for the past 15 years, we speak from some mission field out in the world, near or far. like the Bible camp or Ethiopia or wherever it might be. Today and this month, we celebrate the ministry and mission of the ELCA, or the church. We are in the year of Matthew, okay? All this year, until just a couple more weeks, we've been reading from the Gospel of Matthew. And the very last words from Jesus, the very last words of the Gospel and from Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew are these. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations and all peoples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. We didn't plan it this way, family and pastor, but it works. It works. Jesus says, go into the world to all peoples and baptize them. Today we are celebrating four baptisms. I'm not preaching, so don't get excited. It's like, and then a sermon too? If you really want me, you could be here for 2 hours, but then the food would get cold down the hallway. So I invite all of the family members and sponsors to come forward at this time for the baptism. I invite you and the congregation to turn to the baptismal liturgy. Family members, bring a hymnal with you that you can share with each other. Baptism on page 227 in the front of the hymnal. So bring a hymnal with you. Come on up. This is your time. Big semicircle around the baptismal font. In baptism, our gracious heavens frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus the Christ. We are born children of our fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ, living with Christ and in communion of saints. We grow in faith, hope, love, and obedience to the will of God. Peyton Ray Anderson, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace of love and of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? If so, answer, I do.
Thank you.
Easton Bradley Anderson, by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? If so, answer, I do. Italy Marie Blair, my buddy, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized into Christ? If so, answer, I do. Very good. And then the parents of Holland C. Blair, you will be speaking for her together in unison. You simply say, we present Holland C. Blair for baptism. Go ahead and say it.
We present Holland C. Blair for baptism.
Very good. Yeah, that's you, Holland. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, desire to have your children baptized into Christ. If so, answer, sponsors, and parents, I do.
I do.
Okay. As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities to live with them among God's faithful people, to bring them through the Word of God and to the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments, and place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, and nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, and care for others in the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise, parents and sponsors, to help these children grow in the Christian faith? And in unison, I do. Sponsors, do you promise to nurture these persons in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help them live in the covenant of baptism and communion with the church? We have formal sponsors here. They're listed. No, they're not listed in the bulletin. You have to guess who they are. The sponsors are the godparents of these children, but you sitting behind them are also sponsors in the church now. And so I would ask that you answer with the sponsors if you so desire to support these children with "we do."
We do.
Okay, very good. Page 229, this is where you all
follow in behind them too. Face in front of the hymnal. I'll be asking the baptismal questions of the sponsors and the parents, but I invite you also to respond with the responses found there at the top of the page, and then we will confess our faith in the same words of the Apostles' Creed. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the Church. Do you all renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? If so, answer in unison, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? If so, answer in unison, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you promise the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, answer, I renounce them.
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus the Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you have the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We give you thanks, Almighty God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over, and your Holy Spirit, you created the world.
Go ahead.
Calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery to the freedom of the promised land. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus, death, and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Please. Charlie, come.
You're fine. Hey, come stand in front here, okay? Just bend over and head in again. Peyton Ray Anderson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay right there. Amen. Grab the candle for me. Peyton Ray Anderson, sealed by the Holy Spirit and Christ, both on your forehead and on your chest, marked with the cross of Christ. Stay right there. The Paschal candle is the big candle that we light for three times during the church year. Baptisms, which is very appropriate today. We just did one out of four. For the 50 days of Easter, when we celebrate the life of Christ in our midst, the resurrected life, and then during death and funerals also, where we celebrate the life. We light a baptismal anniversary candle, he says confidently, that every year on this date, Peyton will light this with her family and remember this day and the gifts that God has given her in it. Forgiveness of sin,
new life and the presence of God in her life. So here, take that. You box the right hold on to it. Okay? Peyton, let your light in the world as Christ is the light of the world. Amen. Easton, come on up. Stand right here. Bend over. Easton Bradley Anderson, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be marked with the cross of Christ both on your forehead and on your chest, sealed as a child of God forever. Easton, so let your light shine in the world as a light of Christ. Amen.
Okay. Come up under your box. Yeah.
And over here. Okay. Illy Marie Blair, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Italy marked with the cross of Christ both on your forehead and on your chest. You've been marked with the cross of Christ forever and made a child of God. Amen. This is what we've been waiting for. I promise you this, yeah. Receive now the light of Christ, the light of the world, and let your light so shine in the world also. Watch your step when you walk down, okay? Careful, yeah, got it? Okay, don't light anything on fire. We'll pull out soon, guys. Something for them to do. Okay. Blair, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's for you. She wants a candle. I'll let you deal with this. Holland, receive now the sign of the cross on your forehead and on your chest, sign that you've been marked with the cross of Christ forever and made a child of God. Receive the light of Christ and be a light into the world also yourself. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. And that's what we celebrate this day. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them up to eternal life. Sustain, we pray, Peyton, Easton, Italy, and Holland. With the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of God, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Okay, you may turn and face the congregation. Congregation, this is your time. Page 231. Bottom of the page, the bold print. You join in with me. Page 231. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ, into the mission we share, us in giving thanks and praise to God, and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. We celebrate with these people. In response to this mission and ministry of baptism, we sing the hymn of the day, hymn 588, There's a Whiteness in God's Mercy, hymn 588. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Veterans Day. which was officially yesterday, but people have been celebrating for 4 days. Yesterday was Veterans Day, so we remember all veterans, past and present, who kept us safe and fought for our liberties. A prayer of joy, Thanksgiving celebration. We pray for all 4 baptismal candidates. Congratulations. We also pray a celebration for the marriage of Brandon Long and Holly Julesman, which happened yesterday. And then due to death and burial this past week, we remember in our prayers David Michael Craven, whose funeral is on Monday, and we pray for Rebecca Mann and her family, whose funeral this week in Washington, D.C. Rebecca is the niece of Neil and Marita Polson. David Craven is the son of Helen Craven, some of you remember her, and the nephew of Michael and Diane Bynes. Let's pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, for all people who are in need. Please rise. Almighty God, we pray for the church. O God, for whom we wait, come quickly to your people. Bring your salvation and center us in hope found in you. Deepen our faith and trust through meaningful worship and send us out with your justice, truth, and light. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Lord, we marvel at your creation revealed in the cycle of the seasons. Green landscapes, harvested fields, the rise and fall of ocean tides. Turn us from selfish consumption and open us to gentle healing of the earth, so all creation thrives. Christe eleison. Christ have mercy. Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You desire peace and justice in the world. Let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We pray for the veterans of this community and nation, that they are supported and loved. Provide relief for those in war-torn areas of the world. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Instill mercy, compassion, love, and hope to one another. Kyrie eleison.
Lord.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, and spirit, especially those we lift up in our own hearts and in our own minds. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. Give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Christe eleison.
Christ have mercy.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church and all of the ministries we are faithfully a part of. We give you thanks for the mission and ministry of the ELCA, the church. We especially give you thanks this day for Peyton, Easton, Italy, and Holland. Fill each of us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, and your hope. Lord, Kyrie eleison.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially David, and those whom we name in our own hearts and minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into joy and new life and hope in you. Christe eleison.
Christ have mercy.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you, in the unity of one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. We welcome all of you to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church in American Falls, Idaho this morning. Today in the church year is the 24th Sunday after Pentecost, the celebration of Mission Harvest Festival here. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting with us here today in person, and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. And since I have your attention, we have a lot of guests here today. The ELCA, the Lutheran Church, has an open seat to the communion table. So anyone who is a guest here is welcome to come forward for communion. If you desire not to do so, that's okay too. We will feast on a fellowship down the hallway too. You're all invited, yeah? Two or three plates. I'll eat one plate because I eat for three, but there'll be two or three plates for everybody that way. So you're invited to communion if you wish to come forward. Don't feel bad if you do not wish to come forward. Happy birthday today to Evelyn Nicholson. Happy birthday this week to Virginia Goal, Erica Meadows, Quinn Coopin, Amy Avil, Charlotte Porth, Gary Harmison. Happy anniversary this week to Kelly and Robbie Joel Coton. Mission Harvest Festival, which you've been told a number of times, is today. It's at 11:15 following this worship service. Just head down the hallway. We will have a prayer here. Don't let me forget that. Wave at me, Patty. We'll have a prayer here so you don't have to wait for me to change into a better person and into a black cleric for my robe. And so then you can just go right through the line as you go down the hallway. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or corrections to the additions to the ones found here? I invite the communion assistants to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our offertory hymn is hymn number 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion. Hymn 182.
Thank you.
Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all of them to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn "Lamb of God," page 146, in the front of the hymnal. Page 146.
Thank you.
5 is the blessing, post-communicantical hymn 208, and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen grace.
Amen.
Hymn 208.
Thank you.
We give you thanks for the food that it may strengthen our bodies to do your own work on earth. We give you thanks this day, our harvest and mission festival. And especially we give you thanks for our baptismal candidates. All these things we pray in Christ's name.